BlakeRadio.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Sierra Hotel, India, Echo, Lima, Delta, Shield.
The sounds of the hounds echo throughout the arena tonight. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on WildTalkRadio.com, PWMania.com, and brought to you, as always, by MemLanePromo.com. I am, of course, Sir Rockin', joined, as always, by Lindsay Ward.
The sounds of the hounds were the only thing that echoed throughout the arena tonight.
No, there are more echoing sounds throughout the night as well. We will get to them throughout the night. It was 3 hours of Raw, and the crowd wanted one thing and one thing only. And that's the legend killer, Randy Orton, and that's why he opened up Monday Night Raw. Orton talked about the Authority making things unfair for him. He asked the crowd how many times he has to beat John Cena and Daniel Bryan before he finally gets recognized as WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Orton said he has bad news for the crowd that he will be victorious at Elimination Chamber, then again at WrestleMania. Orton then sent a message to Batista that basically saying he's a jacked up musclehead who can't beat him at WrestleMania. And then he said he is the best of this generation or any other generation. There was another line in here that the recapper did not get, and I'm going to try to find it really quickly. Because the line that he used was very, very intriguing and interesting. It's basically, it was something to the effect of, trying to scroll through Twitter to find it really quickly. He basically said, you know, he is the main... Yeah, Orton said he said back in Evolution they were equals, but now he's just better than Batista, and that Randy Orton is the main attraction on Monday Night Raw. I think that was shot one.
Yeah.
Just pointing that one out. Out came the Authority. Stephanie said that Orton has a history of overanalyzing things and, well, being paranoid. He asked Orton if he's really going to let all this get to him. Hunter then said Orton says the same thing every week about not getting the recognition he deserves. He said perhaps they should consider putting their faith in someone else. Stephanie McMahon then gave Randy Orton a mission. He will face every person he will be facing in the Elimination Chamber in singles matches leading up to the chamber, and tonight he will start with one man, who they, well, can't believe they could consider to be the new face of WWE, but Daniel Bryan. And then we had the internet troll himself, Triple H, do the yes points. Which was fantastic.
Oh. You know, it's... Oh, it was great, but, you know, not every wrestler on the WWE roster got a shout-out from the Seattle Seahawks last night.
No, only one guy did. And that was Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, just pointing that out. You, when you've got professional sports teams calling you out on Twitter, yeah. You're kind of over.
Just a little bit. So, yeah, nice start to the show.
Very nice start to the show. I like how you have Randy getting more and more whiny and more belligerent. It's almost like you're waiting for the authority to turn on Randy or Randy to turn on the authority. They're doing a nice setup for that.
Yes, yes, they are. So they're setting the seeds to, at one point, WWE may look for a new face of the WWE. Up first in six-man tag team action, Rey Mysterio, Big E Langston, and Kofi Kingston versus The Shield.
This was an okay match.
Just an okay match, in your opinion?
Just kind of an okay match. I mean, it's The Shield, so you know it's going to be good, but it's just something, you know, and it felt like something didn't click in this. You know, obviously you're waiting for the Wyatts to show up. That's what you're waiting for, because you know that's what's going to happen, is Bray Wyatt and his boys are going to make their presence felt because it's The Shield.
Right.
So that's what you're waiting on. So, I mean, it was a good match, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't anything to really write home about, other than, you know, Roman getting a really nasty gash above his eye.
And the little subtleness of Dean Ambrose tagging himself in when Roman was going for the spear.
Yep, the tension continues to build, and Seth had to get between them.
Dean's trying to show that he's the star of the Shield, and, well, Roman wasn't too happy about it. But Dean Ambrose did pin Big E Langston for the Shield to pick up the victory.
That he did.
So it was a very interesting match there. And then... Oh, and then we had the Wyatts. Bray Wyatt said, Shield, come out, wherever you are. I understand now more than you can ever know. I have your blueprint stamped in my brain. You move forward, never backward. You spend your useless days calling forward until you reach that shining moment when you can sacrifice yourself for your king. Well, let me tell you a secret. Your moment is closer than you think. I will build my empire next to the sea and sit on my throne as I watch my enemies drown. Harper then went, is it worth it? What you three fail to realize is that he has always been your king. And then you had Rowan put his head in and go, run.
This was a fantastic promo.
Oh, it was.
This was an absolutely wonderful promo. But then again, Bray Wyatt can't give a bad one.
No, he really can't. So then we had some bad news from Barrett. Talked about the Super Bowl being the most watched ever. And they said not everyone will be around to see it next year because of all the junk food they ate at the game. And then Jerry Lawler said, he has bad news for Wade Barrett. Hopefully he won't be around next week. Which was weird and interesting.
Yeah. You kept waiting for Jerry to say more, and he didn't. So, yeah, I don't know.
Up next, Christian versus Jack Swagger. What'd you think?
This was a solid match. I mean, it's Christian, and, you know, he did a nice job with Swagger. Obviously, they're doing a good job to tease the real Americans kind of splitting, where Antonio Cesaro is obviously being built to be the stronger of the two.
Right.
Again, we saw blood in this one as well, where Swagger got busted open either on his lip. Looked like on his lip.
Yeah, I believe it was on his lip. Christian was able to pick up the victory, and then you had, you know, a little bit more coaching from Uncle Zeb.
Yep, so will we see Antonio Cesaro go on a singles run? Here's to hoping.
At some point, quite possibly, and he's in the chamber, so you never know what will happen there. Up next, before we get to the match, next week on Raw, Betty White guest stars.
This is going to be epic beyond all epicness. Betty White is coming to Monday Night Raw. I look for every wrestler to get a hit on and every butt to get pinched at least once. You know what's coming.
Oh, I know it's coming.
And somebody tell Dean Ambrose that if he flirts with Betty, she's not going to, you know, turn him down.
No, she won't. Betty will jump all over Dean's shield. Up next, inside a steel cage, it is the New Age Outlaws taking on the Rhodes Brothers for the tag team titles.
Oh my god, Cody. Oh my freaking god. He's lucky he didn't kill himself. It was a beautiful move. It was kind of well done. Landed a little funny.
Yeah, he landed on his arm.
So I hope he's okay.
They were looking at him a little bit, but he seems to be okay.
So yeah, but I'm not going to lie. I was a little underwhelmed by this match.
They didn't use the cage as much as they should have, but as it picked up towards the end, and Road Dogg doing his own commentary.
Oh, Jesus, priceless.
But yeah, again, you could see that, you know, the Outlaws shouldn't be doing long, long matches at this point.
Well, they're not used to it anymore. It's something they're used to real quick. Because when they work on the house show tours, they don't work long matches. They work real quick. You know, 5-10 minute matches, and that's it.
Right.
And half the time they're not wrestling, so it's something of the majority of the match is spent in the ring wrestling as opposed to them screwing around, which is what they normally do. So, yeah, I can see that. Also, they weren't really allowed to kind of roll out of the ring and get a break or anything like that like they usually do, too.
Right,
so,
they couldn't do their usual shtick where they could, you know, take some time, play with the crowd, that sort of thing. The Outlaws win after a crazy moonsault by Cody Rhodes hit Road Dogg, but Billy Gunn, Mr. Ass, was the legal man and hit the Famaster on Cody Rhodes. Up next, Titus O'Neil versus Zack Ryder.
Okay, I'm just going to say it. Titus, honey, you're a heel. Don't do your bark.
Yep.
I mean, I hate saying that, but it's something of, it's like they did a really nice job splitting up the primetime players and turning Titus heel, and then he's still kind of doing some of the face shtick. And it's like, dude, no, you can't be doing that, okay? Not until you're at least over as a heel, and then you do it mockingly.
Right.
But, I mean, as far as, like, right now, you're still, people still are responding to it in a face sense, and that's not what you want. So, lay off the bark.
Just lay off it. Titus O'Neil wins, and, well, we'll see where it goes from there. But, hey, Zack Ryder is back on Raw.
And we got to see his new tights.
We did get to see his new tights, but not his new theme. He wanted Eric Bischoff's on back. Sadly,
They played it for the crowd.
Right. We then have our dance-off, Fandango versus Santino Marella, but not so fast. It was not Santino versus Fandango. No, 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 no. It was Summer Day versus Emma.
Yes, tonight we had the debut of NXT Diva, and I guess now WWE Diva, Emma, where she brought her Emolution to Monday Night Raw. Very exciting to see the debut of a new superstar, and as Omega pointed out in our chat, you know, he's kind of come full circle. The guy that got pulled out of the crowd for a match pulled a girl out of the crowd for a dance-off, so.
Kind of fits.
Kind of fits. So, I'm looking forward to seeing Emma versus Summer Rae. If you've seen any other matches, these two mix it up pretty well in the ring. So, definitely looking forward to the day that we get to see them actually wrestle.
Right.
But I'm also looking forward to the feud. Should be interesting.
It indeed should be interesting. Emma won the dance-off over Summer Day. Not Summer Rae, Summer Day, because it's Santino Marella.
He tried.
Sheamus versus Curtis Axel was up next. 1-800-FELLA?
Dial 1-800-FELLA, because I don't remember this match.
Sheamus was victorious. Nothing to write home about. It was a needed win for Sheamus.
Yes, they're trying to build Sheamus back up into a credible threat, especially seeing as he's going into the chamber in, 2 weeks. So they need to make him look as badass as possible heading into that event. So, makes sense.
Up next, out came the Animal, Dave Bautista. And before Dave Bautista, in his jean jacket and jean pants, could talk, out came Alberto Del Rio. He basically, Del Rio basically told Bautista that, he's tired of him. And, well, Bautista looked around and then told Del Rio he doesn't know what his deal is. He said he doesn't have an issue with him. Del Rio replied that he will tell Bautista when they're done. While Bautista was, sitting on his couch for the last 4 years waiting for his movie agent to call him, he was here winning titles. He said, being famous doesn't make you a champion. Having cojones does. Del Rio, he called Bautista a nasty perro who is afraid of him. Del Rio vowed to hurt Bautista until he says, please, Mr. Del Rio, don't hurt me. Bautista sort of laughed it off and said he doesn't know what his deal is, so Del Rio then, punched Bautista in the face. Del Rio was putting the boots to Bautista, but Bautista made his comeback, went for the Bautista bomb, but Del Rio got out of the ring. They basically stare down for a little bit, and, looks like we're going to get a match between the two coming up.
Which is what they need to do, because they did a nice job actually building to Batista's return between Del Rio and Bautista on Twitter, where they were exchanging shots. And then they teased it a little bit on Monday Night Raw before the Rumble, and then they didn't touch on it last week. So I'm happy that they're actually going forward with this feud, because you can actually do something interesting with Alberto Del Rio for once, and you can also use as a way to kind of ingrain Bautista back into the product and help to strengthen Bautista heading into the Mania against Orton or whoever wins the chamber. Probably Orton.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah. So, I'm actually kind of looking forward to this feud. If they keep exchanging shots like they are, if they keep the intensity up, I think it actually could be something really good.
Right. So, Del Rio wins. Not Del Rio. Oh, my bad. Del Rio and Bautista will have a match coming up down the line. Up next, the Wyatts versus Ziggler, Truth, and Xavier Woods.
Very physical match, as is per the usual with the Wyatts.
Mm-hmm. Very, very physical between the two.
Very physical, but a solid match. Again, it's something of, it was a little lackluster, if I could talk. It felt like it was missing something. But overall, it was a good, solid match.
It was a good, solid match, and it did its purpose. It put the Wyatts over. The crowd wanted Ziggler for parts of the match, but it was very physical. Ziggler got in there, got the hat tag, a nice DDT on Harper. And then he took the sister Abigail from Bray Wyatt for the victory.
Yes, yes he did. And then, well, things got interesting after that.
Yes, they did. The Shield came on to the screen, and Dean Ambrose mocked, saying they're so scared. Ooh. He told Bray to take that chip, take his crap else somewhere else. And, well, Seth Rollins called Bray a figment of his own imagination. Rollins said Bray and his family can't hang with the Shield. And Roman Reigns said playtime is over at the Chamber pay-per-view. Believe that and believe into the Shield. Nice unity there. Really good promo. It really, really was. You got to go and find it on WWE.com whenever they post it this week. Very good stuff.
Yeah, very nice. The Wyatts have been firing shots at the Shield, and now the Shield is fired back. You know, and it was a great promo. Dean, you're such a little shit. But yeah, this, I told Rock, it's like, I actually really want to buy the pay-per-view just for this match. Cause I'm, you know, when they said it was going to happen, I was sold, but they're doing a really nice build with it. I like that they're not having the Shield and the Wyatts interact.
No.
Except through videos. I like the fact that they're not touching. I like the fact that they're not even in the same area when they interact with each other. And it's going to come down to that go home at the Chamber where we're finally going to see them in the same place at the same time and sort of what's going to happen when that occurs. Are they going to explode or are they going to hold back until Chamber?
Right.
And then, you know, obviously there's the fight at Chamber, which is what everybody's waiting for. So they're doing a really, really, really nice job with this feud. Very much enjoyed the promo. I liked Bray's response to the promo.
Him laughing.
Him laughing, basically saying, bring it on. That was a good response. Obviously, Bray Wyatt is not intimidated by the Shield at all.
Nope. No, he's not. Up now, our main event of the evening, Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton in a really good match.
This was a really good match. It's a really physical match.
Bryan was very aggressive early on.
Yes, yes he was.
He worked over the leg, Lurk worked over the knee, he was really aggressive. Randy Orton then took control, worked over the arm, worked over the shoulder. Really, really, really good stuff. Hard hitting, very hard hitting. Nice exchange by the two. As we're getting close to the win, out came Corporate Kane. Kane came out, provided a distraction, but Bryan knocked him off. Orton went for an RKO, but Bryan turned around, hit him in with the right knee out of the corner for the 1-2-3. So Daniel Bryan got the clean win over the WWE Champion. After the match, Kane and Randy Orton beat down the Daniel Bryan, and Kane hit a chokeslam, leaving Daniel Bryan laying as Monday Night Raw went off the air.
Well, I guess they found something for Kane to do.
Yes, yes, they did.
You know, I was okay with this because the reactions to it were kind of awesome. It's like, no! No, Kane, no! This is Team Hell No! Forever, no! But it's like, you knew this was coming. It was building to this in a way where eventually Daniel Bryan and Kane were going to clash heads, especially since Kane went corporate. So they've kind of gone after each other in the past a little bit with Kane kind of sort of nudging Bryan, but now it's the full-on he's gone after Bryan. But what I'm curious to see is how the authority responds to this because, you know, as we know, Kane was told if he put his hands on any superstars, he would be terminated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's put his hands on Daniel Bryan. So will he be terminated or will it be a case of he gets away with the old self-defense?
Right.
Because technically Bryan did attack him first. So he does have the right to respond.
he does have the right to respond. So we'll see where that goes. That was a very interesting ending to the show. But we'll get back to that. I forgot one match. Naomi versus Oksana. Decent match. Highlight was AJ on commentary.
I was distracted by glitter and estrogen. That was the best line.
She had a couple good lines.
She was really good on commentary tonight. The match between Oksana and Naomi was just okay. Looks like Naomi took a really nasty shot to her eye.
Yeah, they're
from Oksana.
Yeah, they were saying she might be hurt, but we'll see where that goes. But yeah, that was really, really, it was basically AJ on commentary was awesome. She is from Planet Funk because that butt is out of the world was one of the lines. Cameron is a glorified cheerleader. Hey, Cole, how do you download the WWE app?
Right? It's like, oh, AJ. You snarky little shit.
But yeah, going back to the main event, Naomi beat Oksana, so it looks like we're going to get a title match with AJ at some point. But yeah, going back to the ending of the main event, Daniel Bryan looked strong, good for him, gave the crowd what they wanted. And then Kane, so Kane now has a role, which is good.
Yeah, it's something of Kane, I think, is going to be integral in the part as far as, you know, what happens at Chamber with Bryan, and whether Kane tries to screw Bryan over at Chamber per the authority, or what's going to happen. So, looking forward to the fallout of that either on SmackDown or next week's Raw. They're doing a really nice job of building towards Chamber. It doesn't feel like a throwaway pay-per-view. So far, it's feeling very important just based on the card that they're putting in place. So, very excited to see next week. I thought this was an overall pretty good show.
Solid show, solid wrestling. We got some, you know, build for the big matches on the show at Chamber. So that's what they needed to do.
Absolutely.
So that's it. That's Raw. That's Raw in a nutshell. Simple.
Hey,
simple.
45 minutes. Go us.
Simple and to the point. Pretty much. Which means we're done. That's it. Quick post show. No major storylines tonight. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we won't be talking Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern for the Rack.
No. We will be definitely talking about Monday Night's Raw. We'll probably be talking about the Wyatts. We'll be talking about a whole bunch of stuff on the Rack, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on Wild Talk Radio Networks. That's Thursdays, right after TNA Impact. If you missed our show last week, we talked all about the CM Punk situation. We went an hour on it, so if you really want to listen to our opinion on it, definitely go check out last week's show. We also covered the Royal Rumble. We covered last week's Impact. We had, oh my god, we talked about so much last week. I can't even remember it all. So definitely tune in this week. We should have less to talk about, hopefully, unless, you know, people make news, which, please, people, don't make big news. But yeah, so tune in Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for the Rack.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, it is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual, midnight-ish, all fun stuff, kinds of fun stuff. WTR Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio live at 10 p.m. Eastern on Sunday night with all the boys as they talk about the week in pro wrestling. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of the Raw Post Show. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWRD. You can go to my website, segwarddesigns.com. Check that out. Under the Contact Us section, if I could talk, of my website is a link to my Redbubble store. If you like my artwork, if you would like to buy my artwork, it is available for sale on my Redbubble store, so please go check that out. If you just want to view my full gallery, it is available at behance.net/LinsWard, same spelling as the Twitter. And of course, please check out CassieRiley.net. Listen to The Rack Thursday nights. Visit RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, and of course, listen to all the other fine programming on this network. And last but certainly not least, you can buy the official t-shirt for The Rack where?
ProWrestlingTees.com/RackRadioShow. Thanks to PW Mania and MemLanePromo.com. Thanks for everyone for listening. We'll see you next Monday for the Raw Post Show. And we'll see you Thursday night for The Rack at 11 p.m. Eastern along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network on WildTalkRadio.com.